If you're a Starbucks customer, you may have noticed some changes today. Customers now get reward credits or stars based on how much money they spend, not how often they visit. That doesn't change much for the caramel macchiato drinkers, but if you normally order a no-frills cup of coffee, you'll have to spend much more for a freebie. Turns out this is the new normal for companies' loyalty programs, and Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us with the details. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with Starbucks. What exactly are they doing? Because I'm seeing a headline today that says people are not happy about Starbucks' new rewards program.
All right. Well, let's start with how this thing works. So now you have to earn 2 points or stars for every dollar you spend rather than the one star that you used to get for each transaction. And Starbucks executives say that this will hopefully end the gaming of the current system where you have some customers that buy multiple items, ask the baristas to ring them up separately, which so they can get a star for each of those items. And they certainly don't earn stars with the people behind them in line. So that's one motivation behind this. But yeah, I mean, it's going to cost you more money to get a free cup of coffee. According to one analyst, only those customers spending more than $5 per transaction would be at an advantage under this new program.
And Dunkin' Donuts, by the way, also gives perks based on the amount of money spent. But why is Starbucks doing this right now?
Well, for one thing, it's this increasingly competitive environment with other people, plenty of other companies in the coffee game these days. And the key to success is repeat customers. And just as the airlines discovered, you offer a little incentive, and that can be the perk that gets people to come back.
I'm glad you brought up the airlines.
Actually, growth strategy. Yeah,
Jason, because the airlines are doing this too, making these kinds of changes. We just had American Airlines join some of its competitors in making it so that frequent flyers earn the points that they need to get to airline status based not on how many miles they're flying, but more on how much they're spending on those flights. And in fact, Walmart just changed its rewards program to give customers cash back on Walmart.com orders. Is there a larger shift going on in not just, I would say, the industry, but it sounds like all industries?
Yeah, it appears so. And interestingly, American was the inventor of the frequent flyer program back in 1981. And now the American Advantage program has nearly 100 million members. But even airlines like Southwest and JetBlue are hopping on board and changing the system, incentivizing you to spend more money and rewarding those customers who spend the most money. And there, too, I think it kind of helps to avoid people who are gaming the system. Go fly an extra – I used to do this. Fly – I would take – if I was flying on business, I would, do the stopover because I knew I could get extra points for making it a longer trip. And there were perverse incentives, as economists might call them.
Yeah, I remember doing a story where I interviewed somebody who was flying from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C., and I think made a stopover in Los Angeles or something like that on the way so that he could get enough points to get up to the next level. People do it, and now I guess they're going to be doing it at Starbucks and getting those caramel macchiatos, even if all they just want is a coffee. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
Thank you.